This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
Joy 94.9, it is Chris and Cam coming to you live from the Flinders Hotel in good old Gaytown, Sydney.
And we keep the community participants of the parade tomorrow rocking as well. We've got another one with us in the luxurious Joy 94.9 / Flinders Hotel cocktail bar right now. Dane Brokus is with you. Welcome to Joy, Dane.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Dane, you are the representative here for, and I think it's interesting that you are the representative for Gay Sydney.
Yeah, hey, look, represent.
When anyone checks the photo on our Facebook page in a couple of minutes, you are Gay City, I have to say. You've got great hair. You've got a tan, you've got good biceps, and you're wearing a sleeveless. I mean, that's pretty much it, isn't
staple.
It?
Staple.
Yeah.
Staple.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us, why does a Gay Sydney need a Gay Sydney float?
Well, I think for us, Gay Sydney Australia is so it's a non-for-profit organisation. It's more of like a community group, and it's all about just helping bring help bring the community together, and as well for all of our fellow gays and lesbians overseas, they can see what beautiful diversity we have in this amazing city.
So, what will the float entail? How will it demonstrate the diversity?
So I think we've got a really good combination. We've got a lot of boys, we've got a lot of girls, we've got a lot of our straight partners coming in to march with us as well, cool. Which is fantastic. We've also
I bet they're all hot as well, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's Sydney, Chris. It's Sydney, Sydney. All right? You don't have to say anymore.
That's it. So, so guests in Australia, we've got a new creative director who's Nico Martina. He's also gorgeous, a lovely Italian boy.
Yes. Excellent.
So he's done really well at bringing it together. For this year, we were in the parade last year, and this year is all about getting louder, so bigger and louder to help more people get out to a bigger audience, and that's where it's heading.
So is one of the key reasons for the float really is actually trying to encourage more people to participate in the parade?
Yeah, absolutely, that's it. And I think as well on top of that, Mardi Gras Festival as a whole, and helping as many people as we can. We know with the stats that are out there around youth suicide and things like that, just making sure that people know that there are other people out there that can help them. There are places you can go and people to contact.
So I'm picturing it's going to be fairly colourful. Can you give us some hints around what the float's
yes,
going to look like?
Probably the best hint I can give you is it's going to be a little bit Rio Carnival looking.
Excellent.
So are we talking feathers? Are we talking
a little bit of feathers? it's about being yourself and being bright, and so we've kind of gone with the peacock colours, which
amazing,
pretty bright.
Fluorescent, lots of lights.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what tunes again?
Yes, we're going to be marching and doing our routine to Jennifer Lopez, "Let's Get Loud."
Yeah. Okay.
Of course.
And
then we've also got a special guest marching with us just to help bring a little bit more light to guests in Australia, who is Jack. From the Real Housewives of Melbourne.
Really?
You've got
Sydney one. Well, that's for you.
Excellent. So it's going to be the whole package. How many people have you got?
So we've got 40 people in total. Most of them will be marching. There'll be a few up on stage as well. And then we've got a couple of sponsors in there as well who have helped out. So Gear Sportswear, which is one of them.
Excellent.
And then also ES Addicted Collection, which most people would know for their lovely
their underwear and swimwear. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah.
Dane, thanks for coming in and telling us about the Gay Sydney Australia float.
No problem.
It is lovely to know that it means more than just lots of pretty boys, but that's still a very important element.
Yes.
Because at the end of the day, when we visit Sydney, that's really what we're coming for.
It's a good balance.
It is.
And good luck keeping Jackie, you're keeping her on the shine.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll be at the party afterwards.
Absolutely.
We'll run into you,
I'm sure.
Come
and find me.
All right. Excellent.
I will run into you.
That's Dane Brokus, who is representing the Gay Sydney Australia float at the parade tomorrow.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.